Hey, bats, kiddos, Joker here, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special, legit toss edition of the BCP right now. This one's long overdue, guys. I am so excited to talk to someone I've seen at Goddesses of War. I've seen at Synergy. This is long overdue. She's got a lot going on right now. Please welcome to the show. She is a former NYCW champion, Jersey's own Miss Corinne Mink. Corinne, what's up? Thanks for a few minutes. How are you? Applause track.
Wow, yay! Hi, everyone. Do I ask how are you? Like, is it one of those things? You too?
No one cares about me. No one cares about me. It's we're all about putting the talent over. We love the indies. We love you, Corinne. Apparently, we have a lot of mutual friends. First and foremost, 2020, 2021 have been a trip. It's been rough. How are you? How's the family? How's everyone making out over there?
We're going, you know? There's no... my family has been super blessed that we haven't been... so negatively affected. You know, everybody has kept their jobs, knock wood, and we're all trying our best to stay healthy. I mean, it's been stressful, especially at my parents' house. Oh my God, so stressful over there. But here with me and my husband, it's just me, him, and the cat. And let me tell you, the best time to be quarantined is as a newlywed with no kids.
Yeah. And congrats on that. And we did see the cat cameo before we started recording. So tell us a little bit about, I believe, Gordo.
Did Gordo run? Yes. Yeah, he's over there. He doesn't run. So that's Gordo. He's a big fat cat. Gordo means fat in Spanish, which is why he is named Gordo. Even though I met him the day he was born, like literally I was there. He was the only boy out of his litter. And he was just eating and crying from day one. And I'm like, I identify with this animal. So I wanted to name him Pumpkin, but he didn't grow out like as orange as I wanted him to. Like he stayed like this buff creamsicle color. So he became Gordo.
He's a cutie, and I'll spare you all the cat jokes. I'm just kidding. I digress. Let's move on, though. Serious talk, Corinne. You know, I thought it'd be a great time to have you on. And again, this is long overdue. You did post, not to get right to the meat of it, but you did post a video not too long ago. I did want to give you kind of the platform here on the BCP shameless promo to kind of tell everyone, like, what's going on. You know, I'll be respectful of your privacy and all that. But from what I understand, you have some opportunities, which are great. And you may or may not be saying goodbye to the world of wrestling. This may be your last year, if I understand correctly.
Yes, yes. So I think really to understand the end of my career, so to speak, you really have to understand the beginning of it. And that I didn't grow up a wrestling fan like everybody else did. Like, I literally walked into my first day of school. The only wrestlers I knew were The Rock, Hulk Hogan, and China. I was learning how to do a small package and my trainer was like, here, you hook it like a suplex. Wait, you don't know what a suplex is? I'm like, what's a suplex? Like, I knew nothing. I still thought it was called WWF. And I didn't know that like people actually wanted to do this for a living. Like, I was like, wait, so like I'm sitting there and there's like all these guys, mind you, I don't know if any of you know this, I trained at the Creative Pro School in New Jersey. So this is 2016. And like, I'm looking at guys like literally Anthony Bowens. And I'm like, yo, there are people that want to do this like for real. Like, what? Like, do you guys have other options? Like, what? That's fair. So I fell in love with it though, needless to say. You know, you don't do this for 5 years and not love it. You know, I started doing this because I wanted to be a drag queen, and wrestling and drag are the same, as shown as my TLC episode on Dragnificent.
Check it out. There it is. I love the shameless promo, all about it.
Hey, I'm all about it too. So yeah, I wanted to be a drag queen. I had no friends. I was working in a food truck by myself, so I had no coworkers. I just graduated college and literally all my friends are around the world. Like, I went to a very prestigious college where people are doing big, big, big things. Like, I was listening to NPR the other day about this, like, economy thing, and they're like, and now we're gonna go to Jaleel Bishop. I'm like, yo, like, I know him. I went to school with him. He's being interviewed for, like, stocks. And here I am, like, like, yeah, wrestling.
No, it's crazy.
So yeah, I had no friends. And then I started wrestling. I fell in love with it, found great friends. I got married. And like, if it wasn't for wrestling, I wouldn't have the job that I have today, which is a nice job in accounting. Literally having no experience whatsoever. My boss hired me because he's a big wrestling fan. Shout out to you, Ken. Wow. Like, he was like, so what are you doing here? Like, in my interview, it was hilarious. Like, dead ass in my interview. It was like 8 a.m. Right. He goes,
yeah.
So what do you do in your spare time? And I'm like, literally less than 12 hours ago, I was in Providence, Rhode Island, taking my first apron bump. Why did I say that on an interview? Why did I say that out loud?
And keeping it real. Like, keeping it real. I like it.
He just like perks up. He's like, apron bump? You wrestle? Oh my God. Thinking of apron bump, did you see Darby Allin? I'm like, whoa.
Like, it's meant to be.
Yeah. So he hired me. And through that, I found accounting and I really, really love it. And I had other coworkers around me who inspired me, and they really do think that I have, I'm naturally gifted at this numbers thing. So I decided to enroll in grad school, and I'm like, yeah, there's no way I'm going to do, yeah, grad school, being married and this, that. And I guess I said all of that just to say at the end of the day, like, what more can I want out of wrestling? I got it all. Like, so what more can I want? I didn't come in here looking for a contract. I didn't come in here looking to be on TV. I came in here because I was a lonely 20-something with nothing to lose, and I gained so much. So why am I still going to bump if I have everything I need?
Yeah, I get, you know, kind of protecting your body and stuff moving forward. You know, talked about recently getting married, you know, committing to grad school. And congratulations, by the way, that's fantastic to hear. I'm very, very happy for you. Is this like one of those things? And again, I'm not like the hard hitter over there. Is this like an Undertaker thing? Like, you'll be coming back here and there, or you just kind of made the decision just be like, hey, I'm going to take care of my body. Like, this is it. This is goodbye.
Yeah, no, hell no. Hell no. And it's not that I don't love wrestling, but like, I've been an athlete ever since I could walk, right? I did, I was a Division I discus thrower. So yeah, like, I put my body through the effing ringer, okay? Between just like twisting and lifting and bumping and jumping, although I don't jump for nobody. fuck them. I'm a hoss. Hosses don't jump.
There you go.
So yeah, I'm like, so these past couple weeks, like, I stopped going to training. You know, I do love training at Team Adams. It's been a great, great experience. However, like, I'm just wasting precious instructional time for people who are there, who are going to be on TV one day. So, I mean, I know how to wrestle. Like, I have enough under my belt to ride out the next 10 months. So I don't go to training anymore. So I like sit here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I just like, this is nice.
There you go.
I'm just sitting. I started embroidering. Like, that's literally what I started doing.
I saw the sweater that you posted in your story.
Yeah, where did I put it? Oh,
I'm very curious on the inspiration behind that sweater. You can show it. You can show it. We're allowed to here.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm going to show it. You kidding? So, funnily enough, my husband was watching a documentary on the APA.
Oh, I need to watch that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was good shit.
I met Rod Simmons last week. What a nice gentleman.
Right. So, it says, you see it yet?
Yeah.
It says unfuckable.
Yes.
And that was a word that JBL used to describe Rod. He was like, Ron is just unfuckable. And I'm like, that's it. That is the next thing I'm putting on a sweater. Like, because yeah. That's just my mood, man. Just unfuckable.
You came out great. That's right. Do you like make your own gear and stuff like that? Or you just kind of like put stuff together?
This is actually super like off topic and weird. So I do have a history in like handicrafts.
Oh, wow.
My grandmother taught me how to embroider back in the 90s, right? And my poor grandmother passed away about a year ago.
Aww.
And I have a very complicated relationship with her. I mean, I love her. You know, she is my grandma, of course. However, there are times when she was like kind of mean. And I just know that she would be so mad that I'm putting curse words on
things. Yeah, there it is. So, true like, grandma fashion, yeah.
Like, aww, my way of like coping, you know, because like it was COVID, you know, like I couldn't go to the service or anything. I couldn't be there with her. Like, she tested positive. Aww. 3 days later, you know, she died. So like I had no closure. So I just started doing this. So I go to thrift stores now and I just buy random things and I embroider on them.
Yeah. That's crazy. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad to see that you're, you know, using that energy to be creative and find a positive in that. That's crazy. And you know, so you talk about obviously saying like, hey, I never really wanted like that TV contract. I wasn't about like that spotlight. Like, I just did it because it was fun and I made friends and I was about it. Obviously you're, you know, committing to other things right now, which I have mad respect for. But when you see the likes of an Anthony Bowens, a former guest of the BCP, shameless promo name drop, Chris Statlander, I was doing some homework on you. I saw you had a match with her and I need to watch it like right now. One of the most interesting interviews we've ever done, but shout to Chris, heal up soon. We want to see you back. But when you see these people, you know, coming out of Creative Pro, you know, trained by the likes of Pat Buck, also a former guest on the BCP, what does that mean to you? Like, what, when you see them succeed like that or capture their dreams?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. I love Kristen. Kristen knows this. Oh my God, we go way back.
Yeah.
Oh God, what's going on here? My phone just did something weird.
You're hiding. We go way back. We're used to it.
Yeah, way back. Like, you know, I was hanging out with her before she started doing this alien thing, and like, it. But when I see people around me, provided they're good people, which yes.
ding, ding,
usually
ding.
They are, I go, you go, like, accomplish your dream. You know, like, I'm just swelling. I swell with pride. I really, especially with Bowens. Oh my God, because that boy wanted this so bad. Oh my goodness.
Nice guy.
And yeah, so I see Bowens, and I see I'm very close with Bear Boulder.
They're always show stealers, those two.
Yes. I mean, I still call him Beef. You know, like, that dude was at my wedding. Like, and so to see them like really living out their dreams to me is absolutely beautiful, and I love it. Yeah, even though I quote unquote never wanted this, it is nice to see, like, to see anybody achieve their dreams, you know.
It is, you know. I think a lot of people look at it and be, hey, why isn't that me, you know, yada yada. But like, for me looking at it, I see like, wow, like, my friend just accomplished their dream. Like, this can happen. Like, anyone can do this. Like, you need to work hard, you know, you need to put in the time. And you know, people we've had on a year ago, 2 years ago, I mean, I just see them popping up NXT, AW, AW Dark, man. And we've had standing ovations in our living room, you know, seeing some of these people pop up, and it's really cool. It warms my heart. I'm all about it. And, you know, I'll ask you this, since you said, you know, your goal, you know, like, obviously AEW Dark has had their eye on the Northeast. We've seen some of our goddesses. We've seen some of our TCW people, a lot of our Northeast Indies talent showing up again and again and again. This is your, like you're saying, last year doing this. Is that like a bucket list thing, or you don't care about that? Or do you have other like things you want to achieve in your last year? Like maybe tagging with someone, maybe winning a title.
In terms of like Dark, I mean, yeah, if they call me up, like, of course I'll go, you know.
Yeah,
but,
I'll go.
Like, you know, I'll go. But I'm not gonna like wish for it. And quite frankly, like, let's be real, they just don't invite people down to Dark because they think they're cool. Like, they're genuinely interested in them and wanting to build a career, you know, potentially with them. So I don't want to be wasting their time. I don't want to be wasting my time. I gotta get on an airplane, you know, like, that's a lot. Yeah. Right now, for what I'm doing, like, I mean, unless somebody really feels tickled to have a Mongo McMichaels female person, then yeah, I'll fucking go. But like, I'm not gonna. And I feel like a dick saying that, because like I know people are like busting their ass, but it's not like they're knocking on my door or anything. But what I really want to get done this year is I want to do a death match so bad.
Really?
So bad.
Guys, you heard it here first. I know people involved with certain promotions. Corinne Mink, right now, you heard it here first. Last year, make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Like, there have been times where I showed up to, like, Paris's bumping, and I have blades in my bag. I'm like, yo, so, like we're going to go? And then Billy Dixon's like, no, Corinne, what are you doing?
Oh, man. Who would be the... Because again, this is going out into the world. Who would be the potential opponent? Would it be male, female? Would it be like the Casey Catal, friend of the show? Would it be the Brandon Kirks of the world? Like, who would it be?
I love Casey so much. You have no idea. You have no clue. I think if I had like my absolute choice of people I would want to have a death match with, this one, no one will ever guess this in a million years. TJ motherfucking Crawford.
Oh, I cannot have a bad match. Consistent show stealer, former guest of the show stealer left and right. Love TJ. That's a great pick.
And this is why. This is why. Because TJ and I started training about 4 days apart. Fun fact. Wow. So, like, that, my husband refers to it as like your crop. You know, like the people who are in your crop, they're your people. Like, you go through the trenches with, and, like, and just watching him grow. Like, I hired him at my food truck when I was running it back in 2018 or whatever. When I go on vacation or am I on the road and he's still in town, like, he comes over and he feeds my cat. So, like, yeah, TJ is legit the little brother I never wanted. and I love him so much. And I would just love to beat the living shit out of him.
I love it. If you had to pick, like this is your last match, because you're saying you're done. No Undertaker stuff. You're saying you're done. Is the last match TJ? And again, because this is going out into the world, we have a lot of promoters that watch this.
Match, TJ?
Who's the last match?
No, if you could pick.
Because
I've wrestled TJ before, you know? In a perfect world, my retirement match would be with ODB.
Oh, I like that. Another former food truck owner as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we live weirdly parallel lives.
That's crazy.
And so some people, I guess, just don't want to make money and book that. So, you know.
I mean, if you're listening right now, guys, that's money to me. I like that. And you guys can both bring food. You could bring food trucks too. So there you go. Even better. That's awesome. And you mentioned obviously the food truck stuff. I have to ask. Being from Jersey, I think you hail or announced as hailed from Freehold. I just moved to Freehold. So I was like, oh, yeah, when I met you at Synergy, I was like, oh, yeah, from Freehold and all that. But is it pork roll or Taylor ham, the hard-hitting?
Pork roll.
Done deal. It's you can stay. Pork roll. All right.
Like, Taylor ham is a brand of pork roll. I get it. We don't say adhesive bandage. We say Band-Aid. But I don't think that pork roll is something that is so embedded in society that one company can have the monopoly on it, like Band-Aid or Xerox would. I mean, because pork roll is really a Jersey delicacy. So I think it's just, it would be ignorant to assume people know what Taylor ham is. You know, you have to talk about the actual product, which is pork roll. Then they could be introduced to Taylor ham, because all pork rolls are pork rolls, but not all pork rolls are Taylor hams.
Wow. I think you explained that better than anyone has. You put some thought into this. And you guys, I would say you heard it here first, but let's be real. It's pork roll. All right, guys. if you call it Taylor ham, you can unsubscribe. I'm just kidding. All right. But talking about the food truck, like, what kind of food truck? What kind of food did you make up? Like, are you a big cook and stuff? I'm into this.
I did grow up watching the Food Network and all of that, but no, this food truck was anything from fine dining. Oh my God. So picture it. It's 1971. My grandpa gets fired from his trucking job punches his boss in the face. You know. Oh. Oh shit. Oh, you think I'm the legit boss? Gotta meet the bear, man. So he calls himself the bear, right? First and foremost, the guy doesn't go by Grandpa. He calls himself the bear. He's in my phone as the bear. So my man in 1971 decides to open a hot dog stand on the side of the road on Bordentown Avenue in Sayreville, New Jersey.
Okay.
And that shit lasted 48 fucking years.
Wow, that's right? Amazing. Like,
yeah, it like our family wound up selling it in 2019 because I got like a job with like a bathroom readily accessible. And I was like, that helps. I don't want to be in the cold. I don't want to be in the hot. Like, yo, it is hard work doing that. Like, I ran that whole thing by myself. My grandpa never really had like employees. He didn't take credit cards. He still doesn't have the internet. He doesn't believe in the internet. You know, he's like, he was one of those guys that thinks you can just kind of like bullshit your way through a health inspection. But like, you can't do that anymore, Grandpa.
No. That's a no-no. Yeah.
So like, my dad and I really put our heads together. Like, we revamped the food truck. So it still was a humble hot dog stand, but we had like a huge menu, you know, from like burgers to pierogies to it was a good time. Good fucking time. We all had a great time at Bears. There was a 2-ton bear statue in the parking lot for no reason.
Oh wow.
Like, what? My grandpa was wild. Whenever he saw something that was a bear, he had to buy it. So yeah, that was the food truck I worked on. It was right by Starland Ballroom, and I'm sure everyone who's from the Sayreville area knows what I'm talking about. That random giant bear statue on the side of the road.
That's awesome. It's like your grandfather had a gimmick too. That's amazing. I love that. Oh, for some.
So fun fact, my grandpa is the reason I was exposed to wrestling.
Oh, really?
I took the food truck back in one day and he goes, "Hey, Grin, you want to go see the wrestlers?" I'm like, what the fuck? Like, sure. Because, like, you know, when your grandpa says that, you know, you humor him, you know?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's December 2015. There is a show, a company, I don't know if you've heard of it, called GCW.
I am aware of them, yes.
Running in Farland, New Jersey at my grandpa's church.
Nice little startup, yep.
And
wow.
And on that show was Brandon Kirk, Jeff Cannonball, Joey Janela, QT Marshall, Penelope Ford was on that show. Those are just people, Arcadia was on it. Those are just people I remember. I'm sure there are other people that went over my head. I don't remember them anymore, but pretty much the owner, the promoter was like, "Yo, you're huge. You should do this." And I'm like, thank you. But but Ricky O wound up, you know, getting rid of the company. And that's why now GCW is what it is.
Right.
So before GCW was cool, I was at that show. And yeah, so I was like, it was intermission. I'm like, this is the closest I'm going to get to being a drag queen. This is drag right here. Like, and then he goes, you know, why don't you come on down in 2 weeks to his place in Howell? I want to say it was in Howell.
Okay.
And he had Brandon Kirk, Solo Darling, and Willow Nightingale bump me around for a minute. And then he sent me to Pat school 2 weeks later.
Nice. What were those? Like first bumps like for you, and then obviously working with Pat Buck and all that. Like, did you just like, you're like, I love this.
I definitely like was mildly concussed. My first day. Cause like I didn't understand this, like the whole tucking thing. So I just kept hitting, like I was sitting and I just heard like radio static in my head.
Oh gosh. That's not good.
No, it's not.
I can see why I can see why this is your last year. Yeah.
Yeah, but like I've been an athlete my whole life. I was banned from contact sports in high school. So
really?
Like, yeah, I was aggressive.
Oh boy.
And it was also because I was a very good discus thrower, and like they didn't want me to get hurt. That was the other part too. But I had to be the goalie in field hockey, you know, like I was a hoss. Oh shit.
Right. I got you.
So yeah, that's how I got there. My mom knew I was serious when I came home and I cut my nails. Like my nails used to be very long. Like I couldn't roll the window up in my car.
Yeah.
Cause that's, and yeah. Honestly, as soon as I'm done with this wrestling shit, they're coming right back. I love having my nails. There, but like one, I came home with these little chiclets and my mom's like, oh my God, you're really going to do this. I'm like, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did. Like, we love seeing you. I think the first time we actually got to have a conversation with you was at the Synergy Women's GSI, which was one of my favorite events of last year. Oh, it was so really fun. Phenomenal. What did it mean to you to be a part of that? You know, obviously not in the tournament part, and moving forward, you know, this is your last year. I don't know, like, what the cutoff date is for you. What is it, like 2022, you're done? Because if Synergy has another tournament, would you like to be a part of the, what is it, 8 women involved in that tournament?
First of all, I don't like bumping more than I have to. We all get paid the same at the end of the fucking day.
Keeping it real.
So if I could walk in there, take 2 bumps, and get the same fucking payday as show stealer over there, guess what I'm going to do?
Real talk. I love it. This is your last year. You keep it real. I love it.
This is what I've been saying. Because I never wanted to be signed. I've always gotten to be my authentic self, and that's something I'm very thankful for. It's like I never really had to like worry about, oh, Vince won't like this tweet, like I don't give a fuck, you know, like what are they gonna do, like kick me out of catering, like the fuck. So phone did that again. It did it.
I love trying to get out of the interview. Oh yeah, they're fantastic. Shout out to Colin. He always does a fantastic job. And Corinne, I do want to be respectful of your time. I have a couple fan questions, if that's cool. Get that going.
People gave a shit enough to ask questions. That's amazing.
Well, you may know this gentleman, a certain Wade Kruger, I believe his name is. He wanted to ask who your favorite traveling buddies may or may not have been. And if you say it's not him, he's going to be very sad. I think she popped.
Let me tell you about driving with the fucking stepdads.
I would love to hear this.
I love backyard wrestling as much as the next guy. I really do. Don't get me wrong. I love bad wrestling. It's my favorite. 6 hours. 6 hours they went.
Wait, what is this?
My man's driving and pulling up backyard matches on his phone. I'm like, yo, the road.
Oh, okay. I see what's
going on. They talk about their backyard for it, and quite frankly, I love it. I do. I never knew that there was 6 hours worth of history that just scratches the surface of the world of backyard wrestling. And I absolutely love it. Like those two, they're funny. Like Wade, oh my God. They're hilarious. They're cool. And they, you know, they appreciate the same things I do, like bad wrestling.
Absolutely. And you hit it right on the head. I remember when they came on the show, Shameless Promo, and they go, we're both the Jannetty on this team. Like these guys are, they crack me. I know.
Also great is because I didn't grow up a wrestling fan. I think everybody take a shot every time I say that. You'll die. They make all these like references that like I have no idea what they mean. Like if you told 2016 Rin, we're both the Jannetty of this. I would have no idea what you're talking about. And still now, I'm like, okay, there was a gentleman named Marty who may or may not have killed somebody. But does that mean, like, you know? Like, so, like, I barely even understand the reference. All about. I'm just like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. But obviously, you know, shout to the stepdads, book those guys. They can be funny, but they can go too. So, you know, guys, if you're looking for a great tag team, shout to, Wade and the boys for sure. And the rad dads. So, Corinne, we always like to ask this one. This is a fun one. We always ask everyone here, you know, obviously you're not trying to have that WrestleMania moment, but you know, who knows what could happen. Hypothetically, you're walking down the ramp for that WrestleMania entrance. What band plays you out to the ring?
What band?
Band or artist?
Oh. I've always wanted to have a good entrance. Not just an entrance, a good entrance.
Hey, if you need a drummer, I played Corvus of the Ring, just saying, but go ahead.
To Running Up That Hill. And now that is a very hard song to enter to because it does start so slowly and you need like someone that like,
right.
You need people to be behind you for that. But if I could have like that runway moment of just coming down, you know, reminding me it doesn't hurt me, you know, you want to feel how it feels like, because that song, oh my God, that song is everything to me. So if I could have, I don't want to have Placebo do it because, you know, they did the whole Shawn Michaels Undertaker one. So I don't want to do that. Right. So I guess like, you know, the, you know, who is it? Kate Bush something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some lovely gentle lady sings the original and it has been covered. I don't even know if the original artist is still alive. If she is, of course, but if she is not, of course, the lovely person who did the cover is good too.
There you go.
The Backyard Superheroes cover it.
Hey, shout out to the Backyard Superheroes, Josh and Gary. Oh man, all those guys and Bex. Yeah, they're fantastic. Everyone check out Backyard Superheroes, one of the best ska bands in Jersey, in the country. They're still putting out stuff during COVID and all that stuff. So we're very appreciative of it. And Corinne, you know, again, I want to be respectful of your time. You know, usually at this point, I ask, you know, what advice would you give to people who are trying to get to that next level, trying to get over? But and you certainly can. But I was going to throw this at you instead. Is there anything you want to say? Like this being your last year, anyone, you don't necessarily have to thank people, but just like anything you want to say to the fans or people who have supported you or, you know, the floor is yours.
I just want to let people know that it is okay to not get signed. Your life, your worth, your talent is not always measured by that ink to paper contract. You can get a fulfilling life beyond, you know, these three ropes, four sides, three ropes, 12 lines, I don't know. There is life to be lived and you should go out there and live it. And also to live life by your terms. Shout out to Mario Bocara, who taught me that phrase of living life on your own terms. Cause that is something like that's stuff you're not going to get back in wrestling. Wrestling will always be here. There's always going to be someone who's going to jump off a building and take that stupid bump, but there's not always going to be a you. And, you know, you really have to not limit yourself to just wrestling. Although wrestling is incredible. It has given me a beautiful life thus far. And I'm very excited to see where I go next. But please remember, do not live and die by this. Live life on your own terms. But still work hard. There would be times I was training like 5 days a week. I never wanted to do this, like ever. But I still busted my ass because I wanted to be good at what I do. So I don't half-ass it either. So you hobbyists out there, quit half-assing. Fucking do so. Like I work harder than a bunch of people who say they want this, point blank period.
Absolutely. And you've definitely gotten a lot from this business in and outside of the ring, and that's good to see. And I know you'll have continued success moving forward in whatever you do. But before we get all mushy, let's get a little shameless promo out of the way. Tell everyone where they can follow you on socials and if you have any good merch people can check out.
I gotta do that. Yeah, so she goes, I guess got my first tuition bill, y'all gonna buy shit. So everything is Corinne underscore M-I-N-K. That's right. That is Corinne underscore Mink with one R and two N's. You spell it Corrine. You don't deserve my presence.
Oh boy. I'm going to double check the description like a million times.
Because that just spells Corrine.
There you go. That's crazy. And but we will definitely pick up if you have any 8x10s, we'll definitely pick one up next time we see you. We want to support everyone. You can make it out to the BCP. We want to support everyone that comes on. And Corinne, just thank you so much for making the time and, you know, kind of sharing your story here on the BCP. And, you know, like I said, continued success moving forward. Stay safe in whatever you do. All right.
You too. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being a friend.
We're not nice. We're not worthy. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're out. Peace.